This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 17th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, yesterday on this program, USDA Undersecretary Richard Fordyce reported excellent progress and row crop producer participation in the USDA Bridge Assistance Program. Specialty crop producers are seeing a more challenging set of circumstances in vying for the $1 billion in assistance provided by the Trump administration. Rebecca Adcock with the International Fresh Produce Association says this process won't be as simple for specialty crop producers.
Specialty crop producers are going to have to file a tremendous amount of paperwork in a very short period of time. The sorts of reporting on acreage and crop product that they don't normally do, and that USDA doesn't have any other purpose for needing the information other than this. We had a program for similar economic aid under MASC and CFAP 2 that was based on revenue and total operational success or not. And we thought that was the best model to use. USDA chose a much more laborious process here. We believe it will impact both the people that can participate and the people who are willing to take the time. And we certainly know it's going to create a lot of headaches.
Adcock says there are still some unanswered questions on the program.
We expect there's going to be some payment caps. We expect there's going to be, you know, if you grow 52 different crops throughout the year, which that is not unusual in some parts of the country for specialty crops, you're going to have to report acreage. You're going to have to report pricing. You're going to have to report things product by product in order to get to what is an overall whether your operation is in the red or in the black.
Dennis Nuxall with Western Growers says acreage reporting for their members won't be easy.
My association, Western Growers, we represent 300 different specialty crops. It will be very difficult for the for USDA in a timely fashion to determine 300 different crop payment rates, I suspect. And then even within particular crops. So for example, let's say, you have apples. I have red delicious apples. I have Granny Smith sour green apples. I have Honeycrisp. I have different varieties of apples. Am I getting an apple rate or am I getting specific rates for each variety?
Nuxall believes a previous enrollment program would have worked better.
CFAP 2, that program used a more simple paperwork structure, and what you did is you reported your prior year's crop year's sales revenue, your sales data. So instead of reporting crop by crop by crop, you would aggregate your farm, and if I grew 10 different specialty crops, what were my sales data across those 10? And that's what I would report, and that would be the basis of the payment.
Adcock says specialty crop growers have faced their own circumstances in addition to those that other crop farmers have endured.
So there's so many things going on in our world, dramatically amplified labor cost, some trade impacts for some people, certainly all the same input and economic factors that are making it very hard for the row crop folks to do business. All are influencing special crops very often in very similar and proportional ways. We are one third of the total crop value in the U.S. We clearly did not get one third of the total value of the economic assistance that USDA planned. And we're sharing it with other crops outside of specialty crops, sugar and whatnot, who have had very, very challenging times as well.
Both Nuxall and Adcock are encouraged that a number of ag leaders in Congress still discussing additional revenue assistance for specialty crop growers. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, our mission is to help U.S. farmers be even more productive and profitable by sustainably growing high-quality crops. Through ongoing research and development, we continually deliver innovation in seeds, crop protection, and precision and farm management technology designed to enable U.S. farmers to grow more using less land, water, and inputs while preserving soil health and biodiversity. When the American farmer is successful, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngentaforag.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.